Power: Why Some People Have It and Others Don't. Author: Jeffrey Pfeiffer. Why You Should Want Power. First of all, having power is related to living a longer and healthier life. Second, power and the stature that accompany power can produce wealth. Third, power is part of leadership and is necessary to get things done. Seven important personal qualities that build power. The two fundamental dimensions that distinguish people who rise to great heights and accomplish amazing things are will, the drive to take on bigger challenges, and skill, the capabilities required to turn ambition into accomplishment. The personal qualities embodied in will and the skills useful in acquiring power are 1. Ambition. Organizational life can be irritating and frustrating and can divert people's effort and attention. Ambition, a focus on achieving influence, can help people overcome the temptation to give up. 2. Energy. Energy does three things that help build influence. Energy is contagious. Therefore, energy inspires more effort on the part of others. Energy and the long hours it permits provide an advantage in getting things accomplished. People often promote those with energy because of the importance of being able to work hard and also because expending great energy signals a high degree of organizational commitment and loyalty. 3. Focus. There are several dimensions to focus. Specialization in a particular industry or company, providing depth of understanding and a more substantial web of focused relationships. Concentration on a limited set of activities or functional skills. Focusing on those activities within your particular job that have the most impact on getting work done and on others' perceptions of your effectiveness. 4. Self-knowledge. There is no learning and personal development without reflection. Structured reflection takes time. It also requires the discipline to concentrate, make notes, and think about what you do. But it is useful in building a path to power. 5. Confidence. Because power is likely to cause people to behave in a more confident fashion, observers will associate confident behavior with actually having power. Coming across as confident and knowledgeable helps you build influence. 6. Empathy with others. Training in negotiation often includes advice to negotiate over interests rather than positions. Through a process of mutual concessions, both parties may end up better off. But in order to succeed at such an approach, you need to put yourself in another's place. 7. Capacity to tolerate conflict. Most people avoid difficult situations and difficult people. If you can handle difficult, conflict-filled and stress-filled situations effectively, you have an advantage over most people. Acting with power. While acting to acquire power, watch the following performance strategies. 1. Be aware of your audience. You're on stage more than you think, and not just as a senior leader. To look engaged in meetings, to signal that you care about those around you, put away the laptop, the cell phone, and all other technological gadgets that compete for your time and attention. 2. Display anger instead of sadness. People who express anger are seen as dominant, strong, competent, and smart, although they are also, of course, seen as less nice and warm. 3. Watch your posture and gestures. Get professional help in enhancing the influence you convey by how you look. Beyond clothes and hairstyle, you can move with power through your demeanor and voice, how you come across. 4. Use memory to access the desired emotion. Sometimes you'll be called upon to display emotions you don't feel. Go within yourself to a time and event when you did feel the emotion you need to project at that moment. 5. Set the stage and manage the context. Performers do their thing on stage. The setting you create for yourself has a lot to do with your ability to command respect. 6. Take your time in responding. Breathe and take time to collect yourself. you'll be much more effective than if you just rush into the situation. Speaking with power. Well-established principles that can help you obtain more influence as you speak with power include 1. Interruption. One source of power in every interaction is interruption. Those with power interrupt. Those with less power get interrupted. 2. Contest the premises of the discussion. There are 3 faces of power. The first is the ability to win in direct contests. Whose point of view prevails? The second is more subtle. Who sets the agenda? And in the process determines whether a specific issue will even be discussed or debated at all. And the third is more subtle still. Who determines the rules for interactions through which agendas and outcomes are determined? 3. Persuasive language. Language that influences is able to create powerful images and emotions that overwhelm reason. Such language is evocative, specific, and filled with strong language and visual imagery. Building a reputation, perception is reality. One important strategy for creating a successful path to power is to build your image and your reputation. The fundamental principles for building the sort of reputation that will get you a high power position are: 1. You get only one chance to make a first impression. There are 2 important implications of the durability and rapid creation of first impressions. First, if you find yourself in a place where you have an image problem and people don't think well of you for whatever reason, it is often best left to leave for greener pastures. Second, because impressions are formed quickly and based on similarity and chemistry over which you have no control, you should try to put yourself in as many different situations as possible to play the law of large numbers. 2. Carefully construct your image. You need to think strategically about the dimensions or elements of the reputation you want to build. 3. Build your image in the media. Be persistent and spend time cultivating media people, not just press, radio, television, and the internet, but also business writers and thinkers who can help you burnish your image. The best way to build relationships with media people is to be helpful and accessible. 4. Overcome the self-promotion dilemma. Get others, especially agents, public relations people, executive recruiters, and colleagues, to tout your abilities. 5. The upside of the negative. Displaying some negative characteristics, as long as they aren't so overwhelming as to preclude your selection, actually increases your power, because those who support you notwithstanding your flaws will be even more committed to you and your success. The process is one of reputation inoculation. People can't complain about traits they know about and will come to discount any negative traits as being just who you are. The price of power. If you're going to misbehave in any way, do so before you achieve a high-level position that makes you the object of constant attention by peers, subordinates, superiors, and the media. Some of the costs incurred by those who successfully pursue a path to power are: 1. Visibility and public scrutiny. Scrutiny makes doing your job more difficult, and visibility brings about a distraction of effort. Powerful people are interested in their reputation. They spend time on impression management. Time spent managing appearance is time that cannot be spent doing other aspects of one's job. Under the pressure to look good, people and companies are reluctant to take risks or innovate, opting to do what seems safe. Innovator's dilemma. 2. The loss of autonomy. At first, in a powerful role, all the demands for your attention are flattering. After all, it's great that so many people want to see you. Therefore, people who have recently been promoted tend to be overwhelmed by the time demands of their more powerful jobs. 3. The time and effort required. The quest for power often exacts a high toll on people's personal lives. 4. Trust dilemmas. The higher you rise, and the more powerful the position you occupy, the greater the number of people who will want your job. Consequently, holding a position of great power creates a problem. Who do you trust? 5. Power as an addictive drug. In a power and celebrity-obsessed culture, to be out of power is to be out of the limelight, away from the action, almost invisible. It's a tough transition to make. Building your path to power. Finding the right place for you requires several steps. First, you must be brutally honest about your strengths, weaknesses, and preferences. And because of the self-enhancement motive, not many people are as objective about themselves as they need to be. Second, you can't get trapped into following the crowd and doing something just because everyone else is. Third, to pick the right place for yourself, you must be objective not only about yourself, but about the job and its risks and opportunities.